Hello there, Smash Notes listeners and friends. This is your host, Kirill Zbovsky. I'm talking to you from Pandemic Seattle. If you're experiencing symptoms of the coronavirus, please hang up and go see some medical help. Today's episode is a summary of the newsletter I sent out a couple of days ago, and I'll just run through this, tell you what's in it, and then give you a link at the end. So if it sounds like you like anything from this episode, just check out the link and you'll find the details of the podcast right there. So first things first, coronavirus. Are we all going to die? And the answer is probably not. There's a really good TED Talk podcast with a guy who worked on SARS epidemic, talking about this virus, what we know and how serious it is, and what we can do, what kind of preventive measures we can take in order to stay healthier. TLDR, there's a little bit too much panic going on. It's not that bad, but the media is kind of making it look really bad. So check it out. It's at the beginning of the newsletter. You can go through the whole podcast and see for yourself. There's also a couple other podcasts that I've put onto Smash Notes since that have to do with the coronavirus. So if you're interested in this topic, follow along and you'll see. Oh, by the way, now if you go to smashnotes.com and log in, there's a new feed and you can check it out for yourself. But in the new feed, you can actually sort podcasts by their topics like health, technology, et cetera, et cetera. So you get more control over what you consume and you can play podcasts right there from the feed. So you can always play whatever appears interesting. So please check it out, smashnotes.com, updated feed. I think you'll find it really exciting. It's a way to binge podcasts like you would on Netflix or YouTube for video. All right, let's carry on. All right, so what's next? Next on our podcast list is Kara Swisher interviewing Jason Calacanis on her Recode Decode podcast, where they talk about Uber, Amazon, TikTok, SpaceX, a bunch of other startups, where journalism is heading, and Jason is making fun of Scott Galloway, which, to be honest, just that part was pretty hilarious and worth listening to. So I highly recommend this episode. They answer some really good questions with some really good ideas, stuff like, you know, is Uber deemed to fail? What's next for SpaceX? Is bike sharing the future of mobility? And a bunch of others. So check it out. So next up is your company ready to go big? If you're a startup founder, you probably know about crossing the chasm and how to go from your early adopters to a kind of the late laggers and to cover all of the types of users that are going to be using your product throughout time. But if you're not familiar with that, that's a really good podcast that explains why startups have to go through this process and why you can't just go and get millions of users on day one, why your users have to mature and kind of educate one another as your user base grows. And that's from Mike Maples. He's an investor in a firm called Floodgate. So that was pretty interesting, at least to me. So if you like startups, that would be interesting to you as well. Now, there's also a segment from my own podcast, Rad Dad. I put in there because I thought it was really exciting. I was just in Whistler skiing for a couple of days. And I mean, because obviously that's how you run away from a pandemic. You go skiing on a cold mountain. So I was staying at an Airbnb of a social media influencer. And he was actually really cool. So he used to run a big company with hundreds of employees. And then he and his wife quit everything and started traveling the world out of their car. And now they have two kids and, you know, they're still traveling the world in their car. And his point was that he wanted to kind of stop with the whole corporate life and find a way to live a happy life and get that life paid for. And people thought he was crazy, but eventually they figured it out. Eventually they figured out how to get brands to pay for his travel. And, you know, if you listen to him, it's actually pretty good life. A lot of us would probably want to have that life day to day. I mean, we met on a Tuesday in the evening, you know, and he just spent a whole day skiing with his wife because it was their like date night day on a mountain. Like that's pretty cool. So I suggest you check this out. It's called Get Paid to Have Fun, Life of an Influencer, Roberto from the Expeditioners. It's all there in podcast links. So I'll link to that at the end of the show. Now, next up, if somebody gave you $1 billion, would you take it? I mean, to be honest, I would. Probably, right? So there's a podcast about the founding story of Instagram and how the co-founders met each other, how the idea of Instagram came together, how they actually worked on it for a good year until actually launching it publicly, and why they eventually sold to Facebook. Drum roll, you know, I'll spoil it a little bit. When somebody gives you $1 billion, it's really hard to like not take it. But otherwise, it's a pretty exciting story. It's a pretty short podcast. So if you want to know more about Instagram and kind of how they went through the whole founder, the early founder process, I think that was a pretty good one. And that podcast is followed by another one by what I call the boss of Silicon Valley, the founder of Sequoia Capital, who's got a couple of really good takes on startups in general and kind of how to win in startup world. I'll give you a fair warning. He talks really slow. I never finished the podcast. I just got some notes there. So if you finish the podcast and you want to add some notes, please let me know. I'll show you how. But you can check out the podcast on Smash Notes and see what the notes I've got. I think they're pretty relevant. Again, they have to do with stuff like Uber and Airbnb and the startups that are pretty popular today. And I guess this was a pretty startup-focused episode, because next up is Dave McClure talking about unicorns. That's that's an episode from a podcast a couple of years ago, while Dave McClure, I think, was still in charge of 500 startups. But it talks about how while Dave was angel investing, he made a couple of bets and he made good money from it. But then when they opened 500 startups and they wanted to invest in a lot more startups, it actually also required them to find unicorns, because in order to create outsized returns that can pay for 500, you know, failures if you have to, then you do need to find like companies that will be huge. Anyways, he talks more about the investment process and how that all works. So if you want to invest in startups, if you're an angel investor, if you want to hear about Dave McClure, it's all in there. So also check it out. It's a really fun listen, and it's only like 20 minutes. Now, last but not least is an episode from GeekWire, and it's about Jeff Bezos and colonizing outer space. It's a really nice segment where they talk about why colonizing Mars is not as exciting as actually colonizing space, and TLDR, because space is a lot easier, and we don't really want to live on Mars anyway. But check it out, listen to yourself, Jeff explaining why space is so much of a better frontier. And there's a couple other notes in that podcast about space, about Blue Origin, that might also be relevant. And that is it for this episode of Smash Notes. But before you go, please remember to go to smashnotes.com, check out new feed, and sign in so that the feed can learn from what you're liking and over time show you more stuff that's really exciting and important to you. All right. If your friends are not subscribed to Smash Notes podcast, please let them know so they're subscribers too, because I don't really want to do this for 5 people. I want to do this for 5 billion people. I'm kidding. I love you all, but seriously, I do want more listeners. So if you can help me find more listeners, that'd be really awesome. And I will see you next week, plus or minus 1 or 2 weeks, if I'm not dead from coronavirus. Okay, well, have a great week. Wash your hands, stay safe, and peace out.